So angels, Satan, and demons. Let me read to you from Martin Luther, one of my favorite hymns, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." "A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Did we all in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. We're not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. You ask who that may be. Christ Jesus it is he. Lord Sabaoth his name, from age to age the same, and he must win the battle." Lord Sabaoth means God of armies. Okay, so you can see already there's a reference to Satan, our ancient foe. There's a reference to these myriads of angels, the host of heaven. Verse 3. "And though this world with devils filled," there's a demons reference. So we've already got angels, Satan, and demons in one hymn. Man, I love Luther, you know? Like, all right. "And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God has willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. And that word, above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The spirit and the gifts are ours, through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also. The body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever." I had a good time preaching at an evangelical Anglican church this summer while I was on sabbatical. And I preached, my sermon talked about the devil a lot. And I said, you know, I wanted to get around a bunch of former Episcopals and preach on the devil. And but it is true, though, that we have a hard time as, I kind of like to give the Episcopals a hard time, but all of us, in a way, can be ashamed of believing such things and talking about such things. You know, I think it was Bultmann who said people who... men who use electric razors can't believe in demons. You know, and there is a little bit of a reality that modernity has done some damage to our ability to believe in the fact that there's a spiritual reality in the world we live in, that there's something beyond what meets the eye. And we can go the opposite direction and sort of let the asses of modernity creep in and erode everything but just a mere belief in God, which, if you're going to believe in one thing, let's go with that, or we'll just all be animists or pagans or whatever else. But, you know, the world's been on to